Tyler Wilson did not get the treatment that Joffrey has given many people over the last couple of seasons, but he did get put under the gun today by John Gruden on ESPN. The rest of it will air tonight on SportsCenter. But I thought Gruden was pretty rough on him.
Really?
I thought Tyler handled it well, but he could not get past the fact that he takes a big step when he gets the ball when he's in the shotgun. That was like the whole theme of the entire...
That's what he got onto for?
It's 3 minutes, almost 3 minutes worth
of... Hey, man, I want you to draw up this play.
It was weird. It was just, he talked about some of the most random crap.
That's what he does.
It was even more random.
That's what he's all... Really?
Yeah, the mallet stuff was way less random. This is really random. My computer just froze, of course.
Yeah.
Come on, stupid.
Come on now. You can play it.
You know what? Radio is all about timing, and when your computer gives you the hourglass, you have to give it the finger, but it doesn't help. It doesn't fix anything, does it, big baby?
Why don't you try a little muscle on there?
I'll spend some time with you talking about the shotgun today, but you're what I call the ostrich. See that big step?
Yeah, I don't like that either.
You got the funkiest footwork in shotgun history, man. You're like the Arkansas ostrich, man. You get that left foot. I mean, you look like Nadia Comaneci there. You look like one of those Stretch Armstrong guys.
Yes, yeah, it's not good.
Stretch, release, ball. Look at this kid, this Tyler Wilson. You're sitting here in this room. Yeah. Look at that reach step. So you're trying to get separation from the line of scrimmage, right?
Right.
And there's your left, right, ball. But you got more and more exaggerated with that left foot this year than you ever did.
Ever.
What if it's a low snap?
Yeah, you're not in a great position to make a tough catch if it's a bad snap. So
that's something I want you to look at, because I cut out about 50 of these from different angles. I like watching. I call you Stretch Armstrong, the ostrich.
Yeah, we got to fix that.
But this touchdown pass you threw against Kentucky, a lot of guys just broadcast the game. Tyler Wilson, the ostrich, he takes that step, he's off, touchdown. Razorbacks, you with me? They might call you the ostrich because of that step, right? What do I notice about number 7, the running back?
He's coming across the face, helping out.
Saved a day, man.
Yep.
Right tackle overset, beat inside. Looked to me like it was a chip.
Yep.
And I'd give a sticker to that guy for his helmet, right?
Yep. Well, that was what we call fox protection. You line him up opposite, because a lot of times they're barrel the back or they're going to try to double the back, so we align him opposite and slide the line to the potential barrel, and then he helps out on the backside if they don't bring anything.
I mean, a touchdown you threw against Tennessee, bro. As critical as the throw was, the route was, the Tampa 2 beater was, that tight end down here nudging to help that right tackle might have been a winning edge. Who knows? Right?
Yep.
Point is, I'm saying to you, you got to coach all this stuff in a good way. You don't have to be a know-it-all. You know what I'm saying?
No question.
You guys sitting over there, hey, nudges, man. Those nudges you guys do are sweet. Let them know you guys do a great job.
Helps me out, man. That's right.
You know what? I was down there with Gruden. We were down there at the FFCA. You got to go get his nudge reel. I got a reel. Here's how sick I am, man.
Whole locker.
I got a reel of nudges. My wife comes in, she goes, "What you doing, honey?" I go, "I'm making a nudge reel." She goes, "Can I have $20? I'm going to go shopping."
There you go.
But, you know, I got to get excited about nudges.
I could get excited about nudges. John, I think John Gruden is smoking something. I mean,
you think that, man?
That was really, I mean, honestly, that was out there, wasn't it?
It was a little weird.
Was that a little out there?
Do you think he's just...
There's very little of substance there.
You think he's on autopilot right now?
I love the fact that Tyler was talking about the Fox Protect. I mean, he sounded like a coach again.
Yeah.
I love when he sounds like a coach. It's good stuff.
Well,
anyway,
Gruden was tough on him, but at the same time, you kind of like to see that. It's entertaining and see how Tyler responds.
Yeah, I don't know. I think John maybe is becoming a caricature of himself.
He definitely has been.
Well, you want to have some fun?